मत कर्म कृत मत परमो मत भक्ता संग वर्जिता निर्वैरा सर्वभूतेषु यः स मामेति पांडव। Krishna saying that somebody who is like a, you know, like when we act in the world, you know, there is a kind of like loyalty, you know. In order to act, there will be like loyalty too, you know. Like if I'm, say, I'm acting, you know, for, say, state government, you know, I'm loyal to that, kind of like, you know, like the loyalty to that, you know. I cannot be loyal to English government, you know, kind of, you know, because they're like, so somehow like any activity has a loyalty. So Krishna is saying like somebody acting, being loyal to me, kind of, you know, like a, you know, from activity, maybe someday, you know, I reach there, like somehow like having that very clear, you know? And loyalty is not changing, you know. Kind of like in life, like we see, you know, loyalty keeps on changing. Like one day I'm loyal to, you know, another day, kind of, you know, like each day there
especially
is
with
a,
partners,
huh?
Especially with partners.
Yeah, you know, like also like, you know, everything kind of like, and I think, you know, it's with partners also because of changing loyalty. You know, like one day I like, oh, okay, I'm loyal to, you know, far. Another day, I'm loyal to habit. And then it changes, you know. Another day, I'm loyal to something else, you know. So Krishna is saying like.
Jayji, I'm sorry, I think I'm.
It's not clear.
I'm kind of confused. This is
chapter 11 and.
The way of devotion or something about devotion?
No, I think.
Doesn't it start with Arjuna asking something?
No, like it's 55 and Krishna is speaking.
No, it's Arjuna said. It's the
no,
first
no,
one.
No, Nadi, I gave you the wrong.
Yes, I see, because I tried to understand what it is, a book.
Actually,
said it's not really.
I
know it's not the same.
Try 133.
Something.
Here it starts with Arjuna.
It's also Arjuna is the first one. Arjuna ask.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a better yogi?
Maybe we'll just
So Krishna saying like being loyal to me, being loyal to what is. And of course like in order to, because somehow there is no concept to it, like to what is. So of course, like on the way, there will be concepts. You know? Like one cannot really let go of concept. You know? Like as long as letting go doesn't happen, you know? Like we can say that, but you know they will really come. They will really. So saying that one keeps on like doing, but without getting attached to concepts. Like, certainly like if I have to say perform good, then I have to have a concept. And that will be very helpful, really. Like my activity can be wholesome if I have a concept, clear concept. But Krishna is saying like, not getting attached to them, because they will keep on changing, like the concepts, you know, like as you grow, you know, they keep on changing. So not getting attached means like they will, you know, the situation will allow you a kind of like very wide, you know, field. And then nirvaira sarvabhutesu. And certainly like a kind of there will be like this like one can really have the concept and as well as not like other people having concept. You know, I can have concept and that will be good for me. But if you have concept, I will not like that.
If it's a different concept or the same concept?
Yeah, like, you know, different, certainly
okay.
different
okay.
concept.
Okay.
So then I will not like that. So it's saying like, be careful, just knowing that concepts are concepts. Like, you know, having your and also allowing others to have. So saying like nirvaira, like not feeling any kind of uneasiness if somebody has other concepts. Because they are also growing, you know, towards me. They might be like one step forward, you know. So that's why concepts are not same. So not really having uneasy feelings if somebody is thinking little different. And yah sa maam yati, saying like acting like that certainly reaches me. Kind of, you know, like he's saying like, you know, we cannot be conceptless. Like it's not in our nature, you know, like we have to have concept. But we can be not attached to them, not attached to them, you know, like you know, as if when we are on the boat, we know that as soon as I am other side, you know, I have to let go, kind of. This is like already understood. So like really already understanding that I am on a boat. And there will come like a, you know, I have to let go. So, like that. And then certainly like if you know your concepts are not true, then also you know that others' concepts also are not true. And then there is no uneasy feeling with others.
I have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
The loyalty that you spoke about?
Yeah.
It seems to me, this is concept, of
mm-hmm.
course, but it seems to me from my experience that,
mm-hmm.
say, when I was 24 and I began to investigate these things,
mm-hmm.
I had a million vasanas going in different directions.
Yeah.
And somebody pointed out then that when 51% of those vasanas were for the spiritual work, then I could say to be, you know, moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go back. But I had to get that majority vote.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, that will make it easy.
Yeah.
Like even if it is less, you know, it will not be easy, but it's still, you know,
right.
one could keep on.
So in the sense of loyalty,
mm-hmm.
when I'm looking at it in practice,
mm-hmm.
I mean, either we mechanically go with whatever vasana arises,
mm-hmm.
to whatever tendency is gripping us, right? Or we, like what I did, is I would always say, is this going to help my spiritual thing? And
yeah.
that way they wore out.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
you know, yeah, that is loyalty, you know, like really, you know, I'm living, but for that, for, you know, spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
And then certainly, like, what can be on the way, you know, like, I really can spend my life fighting with ideas. And not really grow, and also not allow you to grow.
Right.
Kind of like if I don't have that acceptance, because there is no end, you know.
Right.
I can come, you know, kind of with refined, you know, idea, and you come with refined, and there is always disagreement. kind of, you know, it has to be like on the level of ideas, because like somehow actually even say, you know, like to do something, like a simple thing, you know, like kind of to make a account, like very simple thing. And I think, you know, if each of us, like if we make one account separately, like it will, it, like at the end, it will be same. But here, very different. Because each individual has its own way, you know, of like kind of doing, you know, like somebody, you know, like own system. Like, so that's why Krishna is saying, like, you know, like there are, you know, millions of systems, millions of concepts. And they are so that we can grow. Like the purpose of them is so that we can grow. So if there is like a disagreement in the concepts, so we shouldn't kind of, like he's saying, like we shouldn't fight, you know, like, and that will be really helpful. Otherwise we can, you know, spend our lives without any outcome.
So say for instance that I completely accept that idea,
mm-hmm.
and that I have no argument with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now there are many fundamentalists,
mm-hmm.
and they, to me it seems they're fundamentalists because that's the best they can do, right? There's a sincerity,
yeah.
that's the best. They don't have
yeah.
shades of gray in their
yeah.
mind. And they have a tendency to want to impress their stuff on me.
Yeah.
What's the best response to that?
Yeah, probably, you know, like, kind of like, you know, there will be, like say, if I want to sew, you know, like say, if I want to sew my shirt, and like, life itself, you know, like, that my shirt cannot be always clean.
Right.
You know, like, this is how life is, you know, like, nothing is always clean. So like, when fundament, you know, like, those people really will be like very clean, you know, very neat, clean. But also there will be time that they are not clean. Means they are not kind of as good as they have been with their ideas. So when there is like little, you know, chance of doubt, so maybe just to like, without any expectation, just saying your thing, you know, kind of like without expecting that they will change. An anonymous kind of, you know, that thing. And probably, you know, like somehow, I think in human consciousness, like if you say to me something, probably that time, you know, I'm not listening. I'm listening like somewhere, but I can show that I'm not listening. And maybe when I'm actually at the time of rest, you know, like when I'm really resting, those will really come, you know, like kind of like in front of me. And that is the time, like I might accept checking them out. Like only this, and if I do that, I'm trapped. No, I have to let go of my fundam, kind of like
yeah.
whatever I am with.
Mm-hmm.
So probably, you know, this like
mm-hmm.
I will just
mm-hmm.
do this, you know, like, and I, like not with showing any intention that I want to change you.
Right. So I can see that.
Yeah.
Just a little bit further, you know, the. In the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, I don't know what the truth is, because all we get is propaganda, right? But
mm-hmm.
it appears that there's fundamentalist Muslims
mm-hmm.
whose religion tells them to wipe out all the infidels,
yeah.
right? And so, besides just, you know, giving it up to God, if one is confronted with something like this, I mean, even in the West, the Christians will drive you crazy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, rather than have a confrontation, right? I don't mind whether they don't agree with me. I have nothing to say to
yeah.
them, but they will be coming on very strong.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get more numbers so that they feel that they're on the right path, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just techniques for dealing
yeah.
with them.
So maybe just to listen,
mm-hmm.
like at that time, and, you know, kind of like, and probably you will not be impressed,
mm.
like allowing listening,
mm-hmm.
and there will be no impression. So maybe like, kind of they do this, you know, few times,
mm-hmm.
and then they think, ah, maybe this woman, you know, must be having something different than me, because she is not fighting.
Mm-hmm.
There is no like natural.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. No resistance. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What you said about concepts,
mm-hmm.
that we can have them, but also know that when we get to the other side of the shore, we leave them behind.
Yeah.
That also applies to identity, right?
Yeah. Like everything, because identity is also concept. So Krishna promising, Ma met Pandav. Arjun, they will really come to me, you know, kind of like, really. You know, kind of really see where I stand, because they will be also standing in the same place. So it's saying like, Mom Eight, you know, like, they are really reaching me, kind of, somehow like, you know, kind of like, crawling towards me.
Something I'd like to ask you,
mm-hmm.
right? So even this that we've just read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just exactly what you read.
Mm-hmm.
And it suits me, right? My temperament, completely, it's great. In the realm of concepts,
mm-hmm.
like, does this particular teaching apply to everybody?
Yeah.
So that's a universal one.
Yeah, you know, this is like kind of like anyone, like, because he's also allowing the concept.
Okay.
Like, you know, if this was not allowing the, like, no, because this is also allowing, like, the, you know, concept of Muslim, like any concept.
Okay.
It's allowed.
Okay.
But like knowing that this is concept and having loyalty to crawl, you know, kind of keep on crawling.
Yeah.
Like when you really, you know, there are times when understanding happens. So then really allow understanding to take over. You know, that's what he means, like. Crawling means like allowing understanding to take over, because I can again fall back to my groove, you know, to my habit.
Thank you.
So now, next chapter, you know, chapter 12. And it's called like the chapter of devotion, you know, like the yoga of, actually, devotion yoga. Chapter starts with Arjun questioning Krishna, and Arjun is saying, Evam satat yukta ye bhakta tvam paryu upasate e chapi akshar abhyattam tesam ke yog vittama. Arjun is saying, like, you know, certainly there are people whose love is for you, you know, like who really can love you, but also also saying like everyone cannot also, you know, it's like that. It's not possible that everyone can love you. So there are people who really love you and and keep on like walking, like having shelter of your love, you know, towards you. And also there are people who really like whom your form is not important, you know, like who really akshar, you know, who really are loyal to no form. And also like being loyal to no form are also on the path of union, yog chittama, like they have the like loyalty for union. So like, you know, which of them, you know, like either, you know, like really loving you or really loving the not form, you know, akshar, you know, what is, and finding like their way. So which of them are more good, you know, kind of like it's always like the, like when you know this, I think this question, you know, is like, because we always like better, you know, like actually kind of like we really don't go to what my heart likes, you know, like always like there is a, like when mind choose, you know, it always wants better. And this is, I think this is like one of the difficulties of us, because we really don't contact our heart, and whatever is bit like logically better, like we really want to go for that. And because in this sequence, you know, heart doesn't support, because there is no support from the heart, so we always have hard time kind of in this. And Arjun is asking like same kind of, like it's like very very human question, you know, because we always want better without contacting our heart. And if we contact, like probably, you know, that will be better for me, you know, like kind of without asking, like Arjun, if Arjun would have asked, you know, what will be better for me, so then Krishna would have said something. But he's asking what is better, you know, like kind of not contacting his heart, and what will be better.
What is the word for formless?
Akshar, like the, in the second line, you know, there is chapi, you know, because Sanskrit, like they,
it's connected.
Connected. So the, like, you know, the second word of second line,
yes,
is chapyakshar abhyaktam. Akshar abhyaktam, like akshar, which is not a form, like the, you know, what is, age without form. And now, like, actually, like, Arjun asked, like, what is better? But Krishna is answering what is good for you, you know. Like he's not answering what is better. He's really answering the person. Like this, this is what happens, like that, well, you know, the like answer is to person. Like, so his answer is to Arjuna. And he's saying, Maya avesh mano ye mam nitya yukta upasate sraddhaya Pareyo petaste me yukt tama mata. So because already Krishna know that, you know, Arjun has a love flowing towards him, kind of already, like he really can recognize this. So this is why he is really kind of like answering Arjun, you know, not not like a what is better, because nothing is better actually. What is better is what works for me. So he's saying, Mai aves manu e maam. Like if we really say, remember, kind of like a falling in love with someone and like this falling in love is not through the thoughts, you know, it's like, it's kind of like thoughtless, you know, like what we like, you know, if we can describe this mind who has fallen in love. So there will be like this kind of like a energetic, you know, like energetic, like energetically, you know, something will be on all the time. Like, even like there is no thinking. Like many times, you know, that is on and thinking is not there at all. Like, you know, somehow like it seems like, you know, something is like kind of, you know, like if you burn, like say, a on Diwali, like this one of...
Oh, the crackers there?
No, not cracker, like
sparkle,
yeah. So like somehow like that, you know, sparkling, you know, like we really feel like this mind has a sparkling, you know, sparkling to this person. So Krishna is saying that Maya aves mano me, like really having a sparkling for me in their mind, you know, like that kind of like a probably, you know, many times, you know, it's not known that this is like because my love for this person, you know, like it's like that will be all the time kind of on. So Krishna is saying like, you know, Arjun, like really, like inside your mind, if this sparkling for me can be. And then he's saying, Maam Nitya Yukta Upasate. And if this sparkling can be sparkled, you know, like kind of like that is not like cease in sparkling. So then he's saying, Sriddhaya parayo petas te me. So because of this, like sparkling, probably like very, very deep longing, like, you know, will be for me. You know, this sparkling will create a deep longing in the person, and yukta tama, like a, you know, having aided that deep longing. And Krishna is saying, like, certainly, aste me, they will reach me, and this is like, he's saying like, mata, you know, this is kind of like my opinion, you know, like he's not saying, Arjun, that you have to buy this, you know, and I'm like, this is how I see, this is how I see that, having maya avesya mano me, like, really, inside the, you know, like inside the space of mind, if there is a sparkling for me, like as we feel in falling in love with, you know, like if we really can picture the mind who have fallen in love, you know, there will be like within the mind a space and a, all the time like this sparkle, you know, going on, and many times it's thinking, and many times is not thinking also, as well as. So, and then he's saying like this sraddhaya, like when this sparkle really joins the deep longing, then he's saying like, certainly, kind of those will crawl to me, and this is how I see, this is kind of like again like giving Arjun a choice, you know, like, and this is like very important, like allowing the choice, because really choice has a kind of like a like very, very alive quality. Like when I choose, you know, I really go for it. And when I choose because of somebody, not because of me, maybe I go for it, but you know, I really don't find this continuity. So in order to find this continuity, he's saying like, this is how I see, you know? Like still like you have to use your alive quality to be with this. You know, I'm not like telling you that you should, you know, but he's saying like, this is how I see. Ye tu aksharam nirdesh abhyaktam paryupasate sarvatra gam achintyam cha kutast achalam dhruvam. And like now he's saying like people who really like go for formless nirdesh abhyaktam paryupasate, like so saying actually those people really kind of like refer their thinking about formless, like to all the areas, you know, it's like, because the kind of like a, you know, thinking of, say, formless, it's not possible somehow. So then Krishna is saying, like, what they have to do? They have to refer all areas, like, you know, if they think, ah, this can be formless, then again, this kind of like many, many concepts will come if they really allow their thinking for the what doesn't exist or what is formless. And then, like, once they have gone to all possibilities of formless, so then, like, once they have done that, then he's saying, like, they really have to once I'm done with all my possibilities, then somehow like it, somewhere like a kind of like trust will happen that probably aksharam, you know, the formless cannot be a concept. Like somehow when I have gone through all of them, then only kind of a knowing will come to me that probably, you know, I'm my whole effort is like, you know, from the knowing, you know, from experiential knowing, that probably my whole effort is has no value. And then knowing that, like knowing this, that probably my whole effort, like I really cannot make a concept. Like really knowing that experientially, that's why he's saying, like really going from all for all possibilities. So then he's saying that actually, like a really from that possibility, from knowing that, one really can let go of this faculty of concept, and something else. Like once you let go of this, you know, the like space happens, space comes, and where word kutast, where like say, like if our mind is very active, like if my mind is very active, then like when I see kind of like moon, I could see what I want to see in the moon. Because like I think there is a story of a poet, I remember a story of a poet, you know, he was writing poetry, seeing the moon, like moon was really very beautiful. And one time he got lost in the forest, and from like probably 4 or 5 days he was not able to eat anything. And this day he saw full moon and he could see the chapati kind of like. And he describes like, the, you know, was because the hunger was so strong that moon was not beautiful anymore. Like it was like a far off chapati. So like similarly, like what Krishna is saying, like, you know, there is a possibility of like, you know, mind giving a form, like, you know, out in the outer realm. Like we really, you know, this is like what Maya is, like I really give form, you know, like kind of like the way I like, you know. So
projection,
you know, like I really can project. And there is like this, like what he's describing, like the kutast, you know, like the inner space beyond the mind, where also like kind of still we can say like projection, you know, but probably very different kind of projection, you know. So he's saying like certainly like reaching the, like when, like this mental power, like to, who is able to create concept, has lost kind of movability, you know, because it's kind of, it has gone from one to, you know, everyone and couldn't really relate to any. So somehow, like in this time of kind of like being, it will be kind of like being bored, suddenly will contact in. And then there is a like a another kind of projection within inner space. And Krishna is saying like one could really like relate like this inner reflection and also sarvatra gam achint, like really can go beyond the thinking. Really this will be like the beyond thinking place, and one could also like act upon like that also. Kind of like, and in this way he's saying like one has to really try to see through the concepts that if he or she can make a concept of formless and keep on trying. And Krishna is saying like probably time will come that none of the projection, you know, will be enough for formless, and somehow looking inward will happen and contacting another kind of space, you know, within, kutast, and like somehow probably we could say like this, aliveness will be contacted like there, and one could really go for it, you know, for the aliveness, for yeah, that.
And that is beyond this second level of projection
yeah.
You talked about.
Yeah, like, you know, in the second place of projection, you know, like, you know, from there on, like there will be like the first thing will be like still probably kind of like according to your love, probably you will see like you can see Jesus, you know, like.
See what? Jesus.
Like
Jesus.
if you like.
Moses.
Yeah, Moses, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So like, you know, according to love. So he's saying like there is a possibility, like another kind of projection, but it's, and then beyond that, and also one could reach that way also.
Excuse me, so mm-hmm. when one has like dreams that aren't dreams, you know, mm-hmm. that are real kind of spiritual
something,
is that the space that the images come in? The few times this has happened to me, I've had the impression that whatever was transmitted or sent was formless, was energy or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But my mind or something converted it into a form.
Yeah. You know, that is space, same space, like where, you know, like this spiritual dreams, we can say.
Yeah.
Like they are.
And you're saying that this is beyond the mind?
This is beyond the mind.
Beyond
conceptual mind, we can say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, is there any mind beyond conceptual mind?
Huh?
Is there a mind beyond?
It's still kind of like the effect of, you know, kind of the, like, you know, like as say, bicycling, and when you stop, the pedaling.
It still does.
Yeah, so like, you know, mind is stopped, but it's still kind of, that kind of influence could be of the mind on this like place.
Is this this Turiya or Susupti?
Yeah, like Susupti. No?
Okay.
Yeah.
So then it would be the fourth place up?
Yeah.
Is a cultural place because I don't think I have something to do.
Did you say cultural place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cultural place.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I have something I can say perhaps it is this or something happening to me.
It seems to me that
angel, I don't see this. No place.
I believe it's talking about a faculty that everybody has that turns, it's like it turns something into a form that we can relate to. It's very personal.
But it's very personal, but when it is no place form, because I have no something in my...
In your culture.
I don't have some form.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you'll get a burning bush.
Yeah, like, you know, something will be like really.
So what happened? Because I see happening something.
Yeah, like, you know, aliveness. You know, like in that case, probably, you know, aliveness will be felt. Like if you have no influence of any form, then probably aliveness will appear. Kind of like very, very alive place.
Something is
appearing, but it's not like in this form of the God, or but something else that has meaning for you.
Like the other day, you said light.
Yeah.
This perhaps. Mm-hmm. Because it's nothing. Also, I ask no question. It's nothing. Cannot touch.
Sometimes it's even like you have a dream, like a dream in which something occurs. And when it occurs, something is conveyed to you about it. You know, so when you dream, right? You know, you've had dreams. So
sometimes.
Yeah, well. So, but what I mean to say is like there'll be an event or something in the dream, some content in the dream that when you wake up, you're sparkling. You've got a wisdom there.
Yes, but not. And it because it was also a question for me, whether because it is something so beyond, it's very difficult to be in this place.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I know people so many concepts. It is no form, it is some and yes, what is Bimko?
Instead of
maybe Jan appears there.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's saying it's right. Yeah. You know. I think, yeah, yeah. This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
And then he's saying, Sanni yam indriya gramam sarvatra sam buddhaya te prapnuvant mamele sarva bhut ite rata. And like he's telling us like what to be careful, you know, in this place. So saying like really making contact with this inner space, because it's like very alive, you know, like somehow you are in contact with aliveness. So here what can happen, that maybe love for senses, you know, love for one of your best sense can come in and really kind of like imply this aliveness behind that. So just imply means like
yeah.
Kind of like, say, one of your senses, you know, will be very, you know, active or alive. So this aliveness can, like that sense can make the aliveness join behind that, and one can keep on, you know, going towards that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying like, just be careful, because this might be the kind of downfall of this place, that one of the senses can take over, and then you are lost, kind of. So saying, sanyam indriya, like really be careful about the senses, because they might make a mess out of it.
Yeah.
And then?
That like if it would be an image, then getting off into a kind of story?
Yeah,
image,
good.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Decorating.
Yeah, anything, like I think probably from here, like, you know, all these many idea, you know, kind of ideas come, you know, like kind of like I'm like many even good ideas, you know, they can come and
it's like, is it like leaking the energy into one of the senses?
Yeah,
and it
leaking.
Enlivens the senses and then you go off.
Yeah. And another thing he's saying, like sarvatra samabuddhya, also one can really allow, also one can really go beyond one concept, to one concept, not beyond. Also from this place, one can kind of allow the concept. Also that can happen, not only like, it could be like one of the senses, or, you know, that concept becomes like so alive that you are only living for it. You don't see anything other than your concept.
Is that like people who think they're avatars?
Yeah, like that. So it's saying like some buddhaya, like you really have to like this decision making faculty has to be really calm, you know, because any activation, you know, will really bring you very far.
This is the same buddhaya.
Buddhaya, yeah. Sam buddhaya, like buddhi is the like decision making faculty, like very kind of like where we decide. I shouldn't, you know, I should eat this, you know, not that. Like from
it's
wherever.
From the word for Buddha.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different.
It's not Buddha.
Ah.
It's buddhaya, like same, probably same faculty, but like very, you know, after becomes Buddha.
Because I thought
Bodhi
is awake.
Bodhi is awake, yeah.
But
this is buddhi.
Yeah.
And then, te prapnuvanti mameva. Then, like, you know, being this, having these two carefulness, then he's saying, like, certainly they will crawl to me. And sarva bhuta hite rata. And suddenly, like this, probably, you know, the balloon of love will be burst and that will go all directions, you know, like, it's not, it will not be directed to only one thing, like sarva bhuta hite, it will be for all the creatures, like somehow crawling towards me, you know, also this balloon will burst and kind of like go all directions. क्लेशो अधिक तरस एसाम अव्यक्ता सक्त चेतसाम अव्यक्ता ही गतिर दुखम देह वद्भिर आप्यते. Now saying actually like this way of people who will have a concept of formless, like somebody could kind of like cope with the concept of form, like formless. So it's saying like also it might happen that somebody could really create a concept of no form. You know, it's possible that one is able to have that and try to crawl towards that. And he's saying, but certainly, like it will be very, very difficult. You know, because not having aliveness or a form, only the concept of formless will really be very, very painful. And somehow, like somewhere, that person had to be attached to formless, like without any alive feeling, without any, and this is why it will be very difficult.
Because they have developed an attachment to formlessness.
To formlessness. So it's saying like, you know, one could like, you know, walk like that, but it will be really difficult, like no joy, you know, like really kind of like, you know, sitting on meditation cushion, but you know, without any, you know. So he's saying like that might happen. But
it reminds me of this famous sutra that the Buddha says, form is empty and emptiness is form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The there are a lot of these kinds of people that used to be in Tirunam, like, you know, these sort of empty Advaitins.
Yeah.
Dry, like a prune.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of them, he's saying. So certainly, like, you know, like, actually, kleso adhik, you know. It will be like more painful than your kind of, like you will undiet, really, really painful. And abhyakta higatir dukkham, because the, if you are really reaching formless, then your destiny is to be sad. Gatir dukkham. Like other way, like he said like this, having the alive feeling from the formless.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are reaching that, you know, it's not. But if you are reaching your concept as formless, then he's saying like, abhyakta hi gatir dukkham. Like you are destined to be sad. Dukkham, yeah.
Is it possible for someone, like, because they're devoted to a concept, it's not the real thing?
It's not alive, because it's not aliveness. So then, you know, it's like, every time, like as if, like your motor is running without kind of like iron, like something like that.
What is the cure for people like this? Because I've met quite a few.
Probably, you know, like really, not to get attached of this form, and like try a little more, and you know, this coming back can happen, like one thing is this.
Not to get attached to.
To the your concept of no form. And then he's saying, they vakni vapyate. So saying like, you know, actually, like creatures having body cannot have more pain than this pain. Okay, you know, then like when you really reach for this, and
how can anything not be a concept unless it's experienced?
Yeah, you know, so that's what, like, in the beginning he said, like, you know, like, you really, like, in the beginning he said, like, you know, if we walk, because certainly there will be a concept. So we keep on walking, knowing that it's concept, and not get attached to it. Then there will be a walking. So saying actually, like creatures having body, you know, it's really probably almost impossible, you know, to be attached with the concept of no far and keep on. Like, you know, if you have a concept for formless and you are walking towards that. So because it's concept, you know, there will be no alive feeling. No? And this is why, like, it's very, very painful and kind of like no way out.
But he said, like, creatures with a body?
Like, kind of like he's saying, like, you know, creatures having body, having this concept, is like a painful life.
Did you say that it couldn't do anything more painful in the body we experience than being devoted to the concept of
formless?
I think one day somebody in Judaism with no form. It is no form. In Judaism.
Ah, in Judaism.
There is no form. Only you cannot be Moses because you have no place in the ritual. No place.
but it is so great to be with. So they use so much all the benediction, all this peace to bring you in the place of to be in the moment.
To be
in the moment. To be. Is to be to is the ultimate with what it is.
So not with the concept.
Not in the concept. It is only to be with, like in the name of God, the same, to be in the same place. If you are doing really this and blah, 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 most of the people are the blah, 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 is because of this. But beyond all this, it is only to be with this place, because it's too difficult to be with only some people in oh, this is kind of also, the people only with this. I hear only some people with some experience. It's kind of to be totally upset with what they are doing, but it is without yesterday and without tomorrow, only to be.
एतु सर्वान् कर्मान् मयि सन्न्यस्य मत्परा अनन्ये ए नैव योगेन माम ध्यायन्त उपासते. So saying, like one could really do many, many activities and without getting attached to them and kind of like a like through that one can reach to formless, because like when say when I am acting having a concept, so there is like a, you know, some aliveness will be felt because the concept will keep on changing because of the aliveness, because like being tested in aliveness, you know, concept will not pass because there is aliveness. Then certainly like once aliveness like really checks it out, so another concept has to come. Another concept has to come. So it's saying like
another
concept.
Yeah. Why?
Because like this is not good enough. Like, you know, there is like a growth of like a walking of aliveness.
But once, I mean, not once, but when there is aliveness,
yeah.
Why concept?
Yeah, because you like still aliveness has no moment. You know, it's like very little. So there will be like a, you know, few times change of concept, and then aliveness will take over. So saying like there can be a way like that, and then certainly like a, somehow like a aliveness, you know, will take over and means like reach to me, reach to me. Like upasate means like really coming nearby or kind of like a sitting on leg. Like upasate is also there. So it's saying like that way aliveness will someday sit on me, on my leg. You know, like, in this way, you know, this is possible. That when like a somehow you know, aliveness takes over and really either merge or kind of sits on him. Like first thing will be really, and then merging. So saying like that will also happen, but not like without using the concept like aliveness. Probably, you know, this is not. What he's saying, like, you know, without using like aliveness, like the concept of formless is not useful.
And it's a gradual process.
It is a gradual process.
Krishna said, some people come to the formless God with form, and some people come to the God with form through the formless. Back to front.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, you know, probably like with the aliveness in the other side. Like you said, some people come to
the formless through form.
Yeah.
And from two formless, some people come through the formless to form,
yeah,
to bhakti.
Yeah. So, like, kind of like feeling aliveness, and like, as he said here, like really allowing aliveness, and then somehow, like, you know, like sitting on the lap, probably, like what Krishna is saying.
Sharada in Tiruvannamalai.
Yeah, so we can start.
Uh-huh. That you know, to say that she's regarded as a guru.
Uh-huh.